Bill O'Reilly here, Monday, Martin Luther King Federal Holiday, January 17th, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. The COVID variant peaks in the USA. Donald Trump rallies in Arizona. Most voters say democracy on the brink of extinction. Politics now having a negative effect on our physical health. Also ahead, bad times for Joe Biden. But first, data from the CDC says the Omicron variant peaking in some parts of the country. New York, Florida, California, New England all down about 15% compared to last week. But new hotspots include Midwest and Texas. Joe Biden urging all Americans to wear good masks, whatever they are, to slow the spread. The Supreme Court blocking Mr. Biden's vaccine mandate, voting 6-3 that the requirement on private companies exceeds his executive authority. Donald Trump holding his first rally of the new year, the former president speaking with supporters in Arizona over the weekend. He accused Joe Biden of, quote, being more destructive than five presidents put together, unquote. Mr. Trump raising at least $500,000 from his Save America speech in Arizona. He lost that state by 11,000 votes in 2020. Majority of Americans now believe democracy in the USA is in danger. A perceptions of government study says 51% predict the republic could disintegrate within their lifetime. Just 26% believe U.S. democracy is secure. Voters from both parties accuse the other of posing an existential threat to the government of the United States. It's all malarkey, as Mr. Biden would say. The USA is not going to fracture. New study from the University of Nebraska examines a link between a person's political beliefs and physical health. 4 in 10 people cite politics as a major source of stress in their daily lives. 1/4 say nonstop politics causes significant headaches. 5% claim they are experiencing suicidal thoughts. Researchers blame the 24-hour news cycle, which you don't have to consume, social media, which you don't have to consume, and confusion. In a moment, part of that anxiety might be the performance of President Biden. That is next. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. A new nickname for Joe Biden. Boomers may remember a song by the Fleetwoods called Mr. Blue. It hit number one in 1959, way back when. If they do a remake of the song, President Biden should demand royalties because he is that guy. The blue man without the group, the blue state commander. And if he's not feeling blue himself, he should be, because nothing is going right for Mr. Blue. Let's start with the dog Mr. Biden brought to the White House. Almost immediately, the pooch started biting Secret Service agents. Not good. An eviction notice went out and Major was deported to Delaware. Simultaneously, Joe Biden decided not to enforce immigration law at the border. So millions of people are illegally crossing, most untested for COVID. How is this a good thing for the country, Mr. Blue? No answer has been forthcoming. In conjunction with the open border came presidential attacks on the oil and gas industry in the name of climate change. 12 months later, inflation has climbed 10% because energy prices surged. Mr. Blue said last week he's making progress solving the problem, but how? No one knows. Then came the cut and run from Afghanistan. Then another COVID surge. Then a proposed new election law that discouraged IDs for voters. But why? We did get an answer to that question. IDs are racist. Oh. Then Mr. Blue went down in flames on the $2 trillion Build Back Better deal. No one could quite figure out where all the tax money would actually go. Joe didn't know, just as he doesn't know how to contain Omicron. He again says he's making progress. Maybe inflation will catch Omicron. I could go on singing the blues and directing the notes towards Mr. Blue, who is still waiting for Kamala Harris's report on the root causes of border jumping. Maybe I can help here, Mr. President and Ms. Vice President. The root cause of illegal border crossings is that the USA is a better country than Honduras. You can fill in the names of the other nations around the world to strengthen the point. So let's wrap this up with a new poll that may make Joe Biden even bluer. A Quinnipiac survey says just a third of the country believes he is doing a good job as president. The rumor is many of the 33% are from Honduras. As President Blue begins his second year in office, the outlook for his presidency is dubious, to be kind. In about 10 months, a red wave may obliterate the blue power structure in place right now. Those midterms are coming up fast and color me skeptical about Joe Biden's future. Next November, it might very well be black and blue for the big guy. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve that message by actually writing it. If you would like more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com, where you can see me on television every night. In a moment, something you might not know. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. Today is Martin Luther King Jr. Day in the USA, a federal holiday as mentioned, honoring one of the most consequential civil rights leaders ever. Reverend King was born January 15, 1929, in Atlanta, Georgia. He began preaching at the age of 13. 2 years later, he was admitted to Morehouse College, an all-male black university. Reverend King's campaign for equality began in 1955 with the Montgomery, Alabama bus boycott. He became an overnight celebrity, but also a big target. In 1958, he was nearly killed in Harlem, New York, when a woman plunged a 7-inch letter opener into his chest. From his hospital bed, Reverend King issued a statement affirming his nonviolent principles, saying he felt no ill will toward his attacker. In 1964, Reverend King was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize for Nonviolent Resistance to Racism in America. Throughout his journey, the civil rights leader traveled more than 8 million miles and delivered 5,000 speeches. He was imprisoned 29 times for things like civil disobedience, inciting violence, and other false charges. In Montgomery, he was arrested for driving 1 mile over the speed limit. Today, statues honoring the Reverend's legacy stand in Israel, Italy, India, the UK, and South Africa. And here's something else you might not know. Martin Luther King Jr. predicted his own murder just one day before it happened. On April 3, 1968, he traveled to Memphis to speak with African-American sanitation workers. At the Mason Temple Church, the civil rights leader told the crowd, quote, "I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord," unquote. Less than 24 hours later, Martin Luther King Jr. was gunned down by an assassin named James Earl Ray. The Reverend was 39 years old. Back after this. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.